Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight we'll have a lightship healing going to the Creation Lightship near the end of the show here. So if you haven't had that experience before, it's very, very nice having the light beings work with you. You're taken up out of time to the lightship, and these beautiful beings work with you. This is complete spiritual healings. It has nothing to do with 3D UFO extraterrestrial agendas here. So this is complete creation energy working with you. So we're going to be having some different clearings tonight also. So if you have anything you'd like to suggest throughout the show, go to the BBS Fast Chat. And it's underneath the beautiful light beam. Just click on BBS Fast Chat. It's in blue. And when you mouse over, it'll change colors. And click on it, and you can enter your name and a few sentences there for information. So we'll just talk about the lightship briefly here. Lightship comes once every 2,000 years, and it comes here to illuminate the darkness that was never created by the light. And this darkness energy then is taken away because it cannot hold light frequency. So the whole universe is dematerialized instantly, and it's like a big electromagnet, so to speak, and the darkness falls away because it can only hang on to energies of light that it's looking for. When there's no light, it can't exist in or coexist with light. So then at that point, everything is basically put back into its original light blueprints and rematerialized over again. This is how people can change and go to different dimensions and also change their consciousness so everybody can be upgraded at that time. So we'll do an entity clearing first with everyone here. And remember, all these healings are instantaneous. You just have to sit back and relax. And nothing for you to do. You don't have to attempt to push the energy out of your body or anything like this. Relax and just kind of tune in. And maybe sample your body to see how you feel here. So here we go. We're just taking away entities. We're going to work with the your legs, knees, ankles, feet. So let's say that you had a problem with maybe a sprained ankle in the past. Well, what happens is entities can come to you with that pain and can actually come and take away your healing abilities in that area. Remember, they live on life force energy, and the entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. Another way of saying it, these are ghosts that can attach to you. And we can have thousands of them without even knowing about it. The worst thing is when they come into our consciousness and bring us addictions and different types of mindsets, and we start living their life in our body. So this is why you want to be with your spirit in your body more, so that you can have more control of who you are. Otherwise, if you're not home, who is? And like I say, most people are only 20% in their body, and that's not enough to do the ascension process to have your physical body turn into a light body. So this program is all about having your spirit reunite with you, regaining your spiritual integrity of who you are for the ascension process. What we do here is the same exact teachings and healings that Jesus performed when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And we have different vocabulary now as what was being talked about 2,000 years ago, but it's the same basic process. The lightship is doing the same thing now as what it has done in the past. So mainly they want you to get into your body with your spirit and take responsibility for your spiritual development of who you are. So we're going to bring in more of your spirit now. We're going to call back your spirit. We're going to find your spirit fragments and have them healed. And this you should be doing yourself. You can ask your spirit to do this daily. I would say typically at least three times a day is what you'd want to do, if not more, to get yourself more clear. And the way you can tell if you're more clear is if you feel like your thoughts are really connecting nicely inside of your head instantly, because your spirit then is working with your own particular mind when you're in the moment. If you're kind of daydreaming, then you have no spiritual connection to the divine because you're not in the moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is mind control. So if you just kind of realize that throughout the program and through your daily life, if it's not of the now, it's not of the light. And we're here on a predetermined path much like the Bible code is, to show us how situations have happened to us, to humanity here in the past. That's one of the keys to the dark side, is that all these hidden codes are put into the sacred text so that we won't destroy it. So it's one of the dark side teachings here as far as how they can understand what to do next for their, using the word, dirty deeds, you know, so they can get their organizations together. They know how to decode this here, and this is the unfortunate thing. The other way you can look at the mind control is just look at your horoscope. It's telling you how the planets are quartered to you negatively, taking away your energy, and mind controlling you for a predetermined outcome. So what you are in is a basic matrix of energy of the mind, and the mind is leading your life. So we're controlled all the time. You can look at your natal chart and see how the planets are controlling you. That's not the divine, believe me. The divine only works in the now, has no predictions for the future, because everything is creative, the creative process of having a beautiful love energy being expressed differently through each individual spirit that comes into a body to express the creativity of the divine. There's no predetermined outcomes to the divine. It's all creation energy working in the now to bring forth a real beautiful manifestation. Everything that is of that is strictly mind control. And that's our New Age teachings, is mind control. A lot of the churches talk about that. How to create your parking place. The Secret is one of those current pieces of information out, how everybody thinks they're in oneness and how you can create your parking place and how you're in the divine. And in the mind energy that you're probably using is no longer going to be here whatsoever during the universal shift. Remember, the mind is the trap. The mind is not the divine. The light only works in the now. So if you've had many teachings of ascension and you know how to do this through your teachings, or you have sacred tools, maybe you bought pendants, necklaces, jewelry at different expos, etc. Maybe you have lots of books on ascension. All that is mental stuff, and the mental stuff will no longer be with the light during the ascension process. All that's left is the heart energy, your spirit. So basically, you're just wasting your time on getting information on ascension, because it's no longer going to be with you, because your mind will not exist. The mind is not part of the divine. There's no such thing as the mind of God or divine right timing. Remember, everything's in the now. And so that's different words that they use now in New Age metaphysics to kind of make you feel like you're really in the control here of your mind, and that the mind can move you forward. But there's no such thing in the divine. The divine only works in the now. So if you just remember this on my program and kind of write it down on a piece of paper, if it's not in the now with your spirit, it's not going to be of the light. Everything else is in the matrix, and there's many, many matrices out there, many mind matrices. And that's the sad part to what's happening to us here, is that we're being controlled off planet by these negative ETs that are soulless beings. And they're here to cause us havoc, to keep us off of our spiritual path, unfortunately. And a lot of people, because they are very mental, they think they're getting the proper information, and they're really not. They're kind of looking into one matrix and another matrix. Remember, the self-fulfilling prophecy will always work for you. That's the way the mind control works. Once you get into the moment, go into your heart center, then you know that there's a difference there. And until you go to your heart, you're never going to know. So here we go. We're bringing in more of your spirit into your body now. Did a lot of clearing here as I was talking. I'm multitasked, and the light ship is doing this for you. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring your spirit into your body. The reason why I count down or count up with numbers is because we have to control and command the energy. So if you're thinking that this might be hypnosis or something, it's not. It's just a way to command the energy. Remember, all healings are commands. So here we go. You're coming into your body, whatever way your spirit chooses to do that. It's its choice, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to go from your waist on up to your top of your shoulders here. And we have something from Elizabeth here on the fast chat. And she put that, I guess there's information on YouTube where I talked about parallel lives and different things. It was probably put on today, I think, by Elizabeth. So thank you, Elizabeth. This is when I was back in New York a couple weeks ago at the New Life Expo there. And I did many, many workshops. So you can look up Creation Light Ship channel on YouTube. So I'll be there talking, and you can see me live working. And we do many, many things. I was probably there, I think I probably had workshops there probably for about, I'm guessing about 12 hours back in New York here. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body right now and coming in. So here we go. Your spirit naturally has to be cleansed, cleaned with the negativity released from it before it'll come back into you because it doesn't want to be here. Plus, you don't want to bring in a spirit that's wounded to you or has trauma. This is why people have a past life review. It takes about 50 years to have your spirit cleansed before it incarnates over again. If you don't have that time available to your spirit, some people come in a lot sooner, and then they can bring in physical problems, bring in past life history, and then you have a lot of problems in that lifetime because of that. So here we go. Here comes your spirit. We'll count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Now we're going to work with your arms. Again, if you have any problems there, just kind of think of what it might be. You could get entities, you know, let's say that you're 40 years of age. Maybe you hurt yourself at the age of 10, and maybe you had a broken arm, and the entities came into you at the age of 10. Well, they could still be with you. Remember, they like your body. They lead spiritual energy from your spirit to live on, and so you're their life force energy, much like the dark side is, okay? Except these are earth-based energies, and they should not be here. They should not interfere with your body whatsoever because it takes you off of what you want to do here, and you don't want to have addictions brought to you by entities. So here we go. Doing this clearing on your arms now. And what you can do, too, like I said, you don't have to do anything, but if you have thought of a pain in the past or a problem, ask your spirit to help release the entities out of you, okay? Remember, what I tell people is to, they always ask me questions. Is this pendant good for me? Is this mantra good for me? Is this book good for me? And what I tell them is drop down into your heart center, ask your spirit, and see if what you bought or what you're going to buy is good for you. And then at that point, you're going to get your true spiritual guidance. This is the only protection and safeguard you have for the divine. The divine is not outside of you. It's internal. So this is the whole teachings here of the light ship, and what Jesus taught is not to worship idols, not to pray to gods outside of yourself, brought here by the Galactic Federation that suck your energy out of you. Go inside and stay with your energy and keep yourself sacred or holy. So here we go. We're going to work with the energy now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with the energy from your neck. We'll just work with neck energy. Normally I include the head, but we'll just work with the neck energy right now. So here we go, taking away entities out of your neck. Maybe you've had a neck problem for a long time, and the neck doesn't heal. Maybe your neck always goes out of whack. Well, you could have an entity in there that doesn't want your neck to heal, and it's just taking the energy away from your healing. So these are kind of like psychic vampires in a sense, and they're first attracted to you by the pain that they had, and they resonate to the pain that you have, so they attach themselves to you. So here we go. Gonna bring more of your spirit into your neck now. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'd like everybody to kind of move their neck around a little bit right now. Maybe make a circle with their head, move it back and forth, side to side. And I want to release some more entities out of your neck. I think necks are a big problem here. People have a lot of neck aches. So here we go. We're going to take out some more entities here. And again, ask your spirit to help release these. This is what you want to do initially, when you're not on this show, is to ask your spirit to release the entities out of your body. And you can focus on one area and then bring your spirit into that location. Remember, it's like having a glass of water. If the glass of water is full, partial you and the other part is entities, you can't put any more thing into it until you release the entities. And your spirit is what looks out of your eyes. Entities cannot look out of your eyes. So here we go. Doing some more clearing, healing the spirit of you, many spirits, many little fragments, moment by moment in time. And now you're going to be coming back into your neck. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So you might just go to fast chat if you can, if you had any success with that type of healing with your neck. Now we're going to go to your head. So above your neck and work with your skull, work with your face. So entities can attach to anywhere. They can go to your ears, go to your forehead, go to your temples. They can create headaches by taking away your life force energy. So we're going to clear them out of your head right now. I've had people actually have their vision change and to see actually more color sometimes by doing this healing too. So here we go. Being released now. Jim says, more neck and spine, please. Okay, we'll do that for Jim here. We'll go back and do neck and spine. So we'll do the head right now. I can only honor a couple people here during the fast chat because this show goes so fast here. So since Jim came up here, we'll honor him on this here. So, okay, here comes your spirit into your head and face and wherever else it needs to come into. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to work on your spine. We're going to go from the neck all the way down to your tailbone. Taking away entities right now. And they could be very old. They could be, thousands of years old. They could have body hopped for a long, long time. They could have the experience of many people bringing it to you. Remember, they bring to you the emotional imprinting of whatever body they have been in. So if they've been in 1,000 bodies, they may have 1,000 different, video audio tapes of who they've been. And they'll bring that to you. Remember, you can bring entities to yourself without knowing it. So I'll give the example of like you're going to college, taking your finals, and you have a chemistry test, and you just have a really hard time with chemistry, but you have to pass it. So what do you say? You go, oh, God, I need some help passing this test. So what will happen is more than likely you could be drawing an entity to you that could be a college professor, and this emotional energy is naturally willing to come and help you, and it could come into your body. Come into your consciousness, and all of a sudden you ace the test. And you go, wow, how did that happen? And so that's a positive aspect. But then maybe it has addictions, and you didn't release it after the test, you see. You didn't say, thank you so much for helping me, but now you have to leave. We don't understand that. We just think that maybe God helped us, you see. And anything will come in the name of God, so you have to be careful with that. That's why I always say to have your spirit be the gateway to whatever you ask for. Remember, your spirit will bring in things to you of the divine, and anything else that's not of the divine, it won't allow into you. This is one of the main things that you have to actually know and understand. You might write that down on a piece of paper. It's good information. Always go to your spirit first, okay? So we're still working with your spine right now. So we'll say that college professor now likes smoking cigars, like going fishing. Maybe it liked to go to bars a lot. Maybe it liked martinis. And all of a sudden, it wants to have these experiences because it's in you. So all of a sudden you start taking on these addictions and the lifestyle of this professor. And maybe the professor is 70 years of age, and maybe he has a lung problem. So all of a sudden you find yourself coughing a lot. Maybe you have a lung problem with you. So this is what can happen, because they'll resonate with you, and they can bring in the illnesses of their past incarnations of other people, too. So, okay, here we go, working with your spine right now. Taking away entities out of your spine. You might want to maybe twist in your chair. You might even want to stand up a little bit and maybe stretch here. And if you have a hurt or something, an alley, you know, don't overextend yourself. Just kind of take a note of that and ask your spirit to help release entities out of that area. And we're doing that right now for you here from the light ship. Maybe all of your spiritual power is with your spirit. It's inside of you. And it's up to you to connect with your spirit. Okay, here we go. Okay, releasing more entities here. It's a little bit longer than normal, this session here, but maybe beneficial for some people here. Okay, now we're going to bring more of your spirit back into you right now. So we have these energies away from you that were taking your life force energy. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit into your body, and it will resonate to where these entities were. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to do this really slow for you so you can maybe feel your spirit come into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you have a mirror in front of you, you may want to look at your eyes. Your eyes should look very bright or brighter than what they were before this program started. And when you're in your body quite nicely, your eyes will be emitting light, which is what your spirit is light frequencies. You probably have seen people that have really bright eyes, and then some people have dull eyes. The duller the eyes, the less they are in their body. And people who are probably 10% in their body, their eyes are completely wasted looking. That's people who are probably typically, I'll use the term druggies, people who are on the streets, who've taken too many drugs. If you look at people who are in our prison system, in jails, if you just remember looking at some photographs, their eyes are also glossed over. So what happened was the entities committed the crime. Their spirit was out of their body, which is supposed to give them guidance. And naturally, because it wasn't there, entities took over and had a wonderful time being the marionette to your body. And at that point, your physical body is held accountable for its deeds and actions. And there's no spiritual prison or jail or anything like that. They just go from one body to the next, causing harm. This is why it's up to you to be responsible for being inside of your body with your spirit. So we'll do one other session here now. We're going to do the chakra opening. And here we go. We're going to go to your heart center. And this is up to you. We position them properly in your body. Here we go. Heart chakra's done. And going now to your throat chakra, third eye, and power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. And we're going to open up your chakras. So if you're in a quiet location, when your chakras are opened up larger, you get more healing energy throughout your invisible bodies because your spirit can reconnect with more of the energy of those. And also, you may become a little more sensitive. So normally you want to be in a quiet space. So here we go. And also, if you're around people a lot, you don't want to have your chakras opened up too much, and you want to pull your auric field very, very close to your body. Typically about an inch away is what I do myself here, if not exactly, you know, up close to my body. I don't want people walking in and out of my auric field. I don't want to pick up their energies. I don't want to get slimed. I don't want to have entities, body hop, so this is why I keep my energy really close to my body. And a lot of people don't like to shake hands for that reason, because as soon as you do that hand connection with somebody, what are they giving you? So sometimes it's best to do a little mantra, you know, the namaste greeting, and, you know, you're blessing them and they're blessing you. And here we go. So we're going to do a chakra opening, go to the heart center first. I'll use the word spin to open it up, and just like Jim said, that his back is a little bit is loosening up for him. So that's nice, Jim. I'm glad that healing helped for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra below the heart. Solar plexus, your personal power. Spin, 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 open. And going down now to your second chakra, creativity. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, this is kind of how you view life, survival mode, how the earth is treating you. Here we go. How life is here on this planet. Spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness, and this is your thoughts. What's running your life? Remember, your mind's very busy, and you can also get stuck in, you know, other mind matrices, being told different things. And the only way you're going to know your actual spiritual truth is to go into your heart center. This is where you should live your life, but unfortunately, you know, we don't do that here. So here we go. I'm going to do a countdown from 10 to 1. You can visualize, if you wish, a little arrow pointing down like in an elevator. So the 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, and we're going to drop that into your heart. And what you should feel like when we get down is that your head is actually in your heart center. All your thoughts are in your heart. At that point, you are centered with your spirit, heart connected. So here we go. Dropping down, and I'll do this slow so you can actually feel this here. So 10, 9, 8, dropping down more, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, dropping down some more, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels wonderful. What I'd like to say, you know, is I use the song from Jethro Tull. It's an older song, Thick as a Brick. And one of the lines in there is, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I hope this program actually allows you to start to think about what we're talking about here and to get you into the right, proper thinking of getting in touch with your own spirit that resides within you. And for those of you who really understand this, of what's happening, which maybe there's a lot of you listening, the very last, I think, sentence in that song, and, you know, it's a very, very long song, and it's, I believe it says, and the wise man doesn't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And so some of you who really get what I'm talking about will understand that particular phrase there. And then I'd like to also use another song, which is by the Eagles, you know, Hotel California. And in Hotel California, there's some phrases in that also. One of those is, just kind of paraphrasing here, you know, we are programmed to receive. That's the earth. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. A lot of truth in that. So this is why the light chip comes every 2,000 years to free people for the ascension process. But you don't want to get stuck in parallel lives from the dark side, which we'll be talking about tonight, so you can ascend. Remember, they'll make a matrix for you, so that you think you're going to the right place, being stuck in another body someplace that was created by them with artificial intelligence, and you may lose your ascension process. So I'm about done talking here, I think. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
I'm out there. I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone, and thank you for that wonderful introduction, Ron, about some of the things that are affecting us. We're talking about reclaiming spiritual wholeness this week, and tonight we're specifically talking about the subject of mind control and how we can disconnect from mind control so that we can reclaim more of our own spiritual wholeness and integrity. And on that note, can you talk to us a bit, Ron, about how mind control is affecting us here on Earth?
Well, that's a real big subject. Basically, I use the terms as above, so below. And, you know, if you've heard my shows before many, many times, you talk about basically getting into the negative aspect here, how our spiritual hierarchy, the Galactic Federation, is not keeping us safe here. They're allowing us to be abducted by these three-dimensional ETs to do experimentation with people, taking sperm and eggs, having people get pregnant, and then taking their babies from them, their fetuses. That's one whole negative aspect of the situation. They also brought us through different cultures, different religions, and they always have us pray outside of ourselves to a God. And they live on our emotional energy. They have taught us how to do sacrifices in the past. And imagine it's still going on today, but we're probably more conscious. But I think the biggest sacrifices that we have right now is when we go to war. Remember, the emotional energies are what they live on. And so when somebody dies during that dying process, there's a lot of pain. They live on that energy. And once the person is dead, you know, that pain leaves. You know, the emotional body's traumatized. And then that looks around for other people to go into. But, you know, from there, then you have the family's sorrow. And, you know, that could affect 500 to 1,000 people. And so it just keeps getting perpetuated. And then you see different scenes on TV. Maybe, you know, you're in a war, and maybe you had an arm missing. Or maybe you're, at one of the VA hospitals here with no legs, no arms, and your whole life is ruined. So you're angry from having that happen to you. And they live on that energy, too. So they live on all the emotional energy. So I think that the best way they can actually get us is to create wars here. And these are, energies from the Galactic Federation transmitted to us here. And it's not that all of these people in the Federation, all these 3D space brothers, are negative. There are some positive ones. But how do you tell, you know? I don't know myself. I can check them out to see. But basically, to a regular person, you know, how are you really going to tell? You see a flyover and you go, oh, man, that's the UFO, and I see this saucer up here, you know. Well, are they abducting you without your knowledge? You know, you don't know that because they can take you up out of time also and experiment with you. They can do implants with you. They can do many, many things. So how do you know if that's really a nice extraterrestrial, you know, spaceship that you're seeing in 3D. You know, there's no way to tell. They don't have, a way to discern themselves to us. Plus, they have a much higher consciousness than we have. So we just kind of go at face value. And basically what happens is that the Galactic Federation is in bed with the dark side. So they got infiltrated, maybe against their will, who knows. But whatever's happening, this here is a situation. This is the facts. And these soulless beings that want to take over the light are doing a very, very good job of it. This is why the Earth is in the state of condition that it is, in duality. This planet was not made in duality by the light ship. It was here to experience love and light, just like your spirit was created the same thing, to experience love and light. And somehow the Galactic Federation is supposed to be our spiritual overseers and protect us from these off-planet negative forces coming into us. They are not helping us. And we have a fast chat here about the reptilians and grays, yeah, and Orions, etc. I don't get into too much of that as far as name-calling. I just kind of put them all in one box as negative ETs that are soulless. And they do want to control us, and that's, they want our emotional energy. And so basically, if these UFOs were that we have that sightings here, we're actually in the light, you know, all of them. then they would actually come and help us here and prevent this from happening. Instead of watching one buzz over your head or seeing different sightings on TV or videotapes of them, you know, where are they? You know, they're just giving lip service. And like I've said many times, when you go to the different UFO conferences and you start talking to people, you know, that are probably higher up, it's a known fact that about 80 to 85% of the sightings that people see here are actually spaceships that are created here on this planet. So if they're created here on this planet, then they're manned by humans, okay? And so right away, what are you looking at? Why aren't, you know, they're not going to help you if they're made here. They're just a higher technology, you know, of these UFO saucers that were probably reverse engineered, or maybe the ETs are actually using us down here and our materials, and these are being created here, whether it's extraterrestrial metals, et cetera, or not, but they're made here, and they're manned by humans. And so thinking that there's some type of highly advanced people, probably not. So then you have the extra, say, 15 to 20% of them. And then what are they? You know? So like I say, how do you tell what's a good one or a bad one, you know? And there are probably definitely good ETs out there. But then there are other ones that, you know, may not be. So anyway, this is kind of the way I look at this situation. But basically, the Galactic Federation, who is here to help us in 3D and maybe 4D, et cetera, is supposed to be helping us to get rid of mind control. So people say, well, we're supposed to have free will on this planet. And I say, well, how do you have free will when your mind's controlled? Just like your astrological sign. You know, if you look at your horoscope, put an extra few letters in there, and it's horror, and scope means you're being fine-tuned, looked at, you know, scrutinized, okay? That's the dark side's plan for you. And so people who do readings, they're able to look into the dark side's agenda, and they can actually help you out because they can say, gee, you know, you shouldn't go to this place. I'm doing a reading on you, and this might be negative if you show up in this location in a week from now. So you take that warning, and sure enough, maybe, you know, that was a dark side's agenda for you to get hurt or something, much like the Bible code. So there's probably many other code systems here of the Old Testament and other things that are here to, you know, be decoded, and this can help you out. So you're actually reading, you know, the Bible code and these different agendas here of the mind control, and people are catching on to it. But basically, you know, being a reader, you know, if you read astrology or look at your chart, just know, yeah, I'm reading this because this is telling me right on print that I'm being mind controlled by some other energies off planet, from other planets, and they attach themselves to you physically into your body organs. And I do a lot of clearing from people, and all of a sudden they go, God, I had a pain in my kidneys, and it's gone now. Well, it's because this certain planet, it may not be the same ones that we know about here. This could be from dark universes that are courting you, connecting to you, sucking your energy off of you, your life force. You know, it's causing you physical harm. So basically, the mind control here is very strong. And how do you have free choice, free will when you're mind controlled? It's next to impossible. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about these the planetary courtings or these energy courtings that you were talking about briefly a minute ago that actually can cause us to behave in certain ways or attach to our bodily organs and pull off energy or whatever they're doing. I was kind of curious if there are specific things or emotions that these particular planets cause people to have. Like you mentioned earlier when you were talking about things like daydreaming, things that, you know, kind of pull you out of the now. You also mentioned the self-fulfilling prophecy. Are some of these things caused by these mind control type planetary courtings?
Yes, I would say definitely that would be true. And so, remember, it's really hard to get a clear thought. I talk to many people, especially when I go to the expos and do workshops and lectures, and And when I asked people about that, a lot of people raised their hand and said, when did you have your last clear thought? And have you been able to do something in the last week that you haven't forgot about? And most people go, yeah, I forgot about doing something. So what happens is that the mind control gets you out of the now, puts you into some other false agenda to sidestep you from using your creativity with your spirit, and then you get locked into the matrix. And there's many, many matrixes. This is why we did clearing on the last show on parallel lives, and I had a lot of people commenting on that, that they felt better, they could feel energy leave them. I remember somebody had a comment where I was doing five releases here of five parallel lifetimes working with the eyes, and one person commented that their eyes are watering, which means that he was affected by that. I can remember just reading that one. There's probably many more, but basically what I'll do right now is a disconnection here. And the light chip's going to do this for you. And we're going to be working with, I'm going to work with kidneys here. So we're going to, that's what I'm told to do, so this is what we're going to be doing. So kidneys, so if you have any kidney problems, I want you to kind of tune in. Remember, you want to kind of just feel your body energy. Don't go into your head, because your head is going to give you the mind control energy. And a lot of times it will say, nah, this can't be true. You know, that's the matrix here. And so I'll just tune into your kidneys right now, and we're going to release some of the negative ET planets, if you want to use that terminology, from the dark side, from the Galactic Federation, if there's any in that, these negative ETs that are taking your energy. So here we go. And we're going to do five planets. So first planet, I use the chakras again to command the energy. There's much more going on than this here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay? Number two, planetary energy or whatever it would be for courting. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now these can be invisible too, remember. We're only in 3D here where we can see things. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. We'll just see if anybody comments how they feel with having their kidneys released from five of these energies here. There could be hundreds of them, but this is five, so hopefully you're feeling better. So what we're going to do now, too, is have the light chip come and take you out of mind control. And the mind control is, like I say, as above, so below. And people ask about, well, what about the governments here? Are they doing mind control? I get that question asked me a lot. And, you know, I don't really get into that. That's not my forte. There's other people who are experts at this here. And all I can say is, as above, so below, the technology is brought to us here. And if it's used in a negative way, you know, that could be possible. Okay? But what we're going to do now is have the light chip come. And so from my aspect, looking at things, if we had nothing out there coming to us that was negative, we wouldn't be using that negative technology here. It'd be love and light. And so we're going to now have the light chip put around you, a beautiful bubble of energy. And this bubble of energy is going to be about 20 foot in diameter around you. And what you're going to experience is a separation from you and everything in your room. You're going to feel like you're in a sacred space. If you look at your monitor screen, if you look at your chair or anything else around you, the walls in your room, you're going to find out that they're now separated from you. So we're going to be getting rid of EMF radiation. You have wirings in your walls that can give you energy. You're also being bombarded by radio and television waves and whatever else is out there, cellular towers, and all these are destructive to your body. And you don't know what else is being transmitted to you that you're not aware of, you know. You may be getting transmissions off-planet, you know, to go out and buy, you know, something that you don't really need possible, you know. So anyway, you can kind of connect the dots there of what they can do to you. So here we go. So on the count to 10. And you should have more mental clarity. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, it's already about a quarter tail. Wow, this time really went quick here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just kind of sense the energy right now around you. And you should feel like you're in a bubble, and you should have a lot more mental clarity. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, let's see. You mentioned a minute ago that when we're talking about cording disconnections, that a person could have many of these, like not just a few, but quite a lot of them. Is that pretty typical?
Yeah, very typical. So most people who first kind of understand something a little bit think they have one or two. And, you know, it could be hundreds or thousands of these things. And so it's just up to you to be conscious enough to, you know, get them released off of you. I do sessions with people to help them out to regain your spiritual integrity. But, you know, that's what I do on my part here to help people. This is why I came down from the light ship to do these different healings, the same healings that Jesus did. So it's up to you to want to move yourself forward enough to know that you want to move ahead spiritually. And time is short, so it's up to you whether you choose to become more conscious or not. Back to you, Sylvia.
So are we able to actually affect how many of these cordings we can get? Like if we do things like stay in our bodies more, you know, keep, like you mentioned a little bit ago, keep our auric field from going too far out and that kind of thing, can we actually keep ourselves from getting into some of these cordings that other people would get into?
Yeah, as far as a people-to-people basis, yes. You know, if you don't shake hands, if you don't hug people, you won't get slimed. Okay, remember, when you interact with somebody's energy system, at that point, you can be attached. You could actually be attaching yourself to somebody, and it's a two-way street. And you could be corded to them without you knowing about it, or you could be even taking away their energy from them. So it's best just to, you know, keep your body temple holy. This is why I don't recommend having group meditations with people, because energies get mixed up together. Just to kind of, you know, be on your own and do this here. I know I push some buttons from people when I say things like that, but mainly the whole thing is to regain your spiritual integrity. So how do you want to do that? You know, the best way is to keep yourself you know, sacred. If you notice that a lot of the holy people, using that terminology, people in the Far East, you know, the Tibetans and stuff, a lot of people live in caves, and they don't associate with very many people, and they get a lot of spiritual guidance because they are typically not associating with other people's emotional energies and traumas. So you have to kind of look and see what they're doing, and there's a reason for that, and those teachings are passed on from generation to generation throughout your whole culture for probably thousands of years. So this is what you need to understand, is that, you know, how much are you willing to work on yourself? Remember, in the ascension process, how much do you love your body? Do you want your body to leave here physically in perfection, or do you just want it to die like everybody else's body during the ascension time, and just your spirit will leave? No sweat with that. It's gone. As long as you don't get stuck into parallel lives, typically from the dark side. And hopefully as you're listening to the program here, you have some clues to that. And you're able to get more into your body. So the more you're in your body, the more better off you're going to be for the ascension. But you have to be in your body 100%, because your spirit cannot only take part of your physical body with you, with your spirit. Your spirit has to be in your body completely to take your body with you. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of the process of ascension. Like I said, your mind, as far as all of your teachings that you may have had from ascension, I get people who say, oh, I had a couple of DNA attunements and I'm ready to go. I say, well, that's nothing, you know. You know, what you know in your head, in your mind, is just the mind matrix. And there's no more mind matrix than the light. Remember, the opposite, basically, of the light is mind matrix. So you're not going to be using your mind whatsoever, because it won't exist. So I should repeat that. During the ascension process, your mind is not going to be materialized by the light, because the light does not use mind. So all that's going to be left is your spirit and love energy. The mind will no longer be here. It won't be anywhere else. And that's typically like a dark side energy, so to speak. And this is the trap that people have, is their mind. And you want to get into your heart center. So there's only two energies. There's the light, and there's the darkness. And the darkness is the mind, which is controlled, mind control by the mind matrix, by the dark side, brought to us on a golden platter by our Galactic Federation, who's supposed to be helping us out here for the ascension process and protecting us spiritually here. So unfortunately, you know, from my standpoint, people look up in the skies hoping that the UFOs are going to be helping us here, you know, first contact, etc. And, you know, I would like to think that they would be, but I haven't seen any proof yet. There's still people dying in the wars. We still have famine here. We have atrocities on this planet. And where are they? Hello? Come on down here. Help us out. And so what a lot of the cop-out and a lot of the channelings are is that we can't do that because it's against your free will. Well, we're already screwed over by mind control. Where's the free will? Our free will is not here, and they're allowing that to happen. So I don't put much credence into a lot of the information on the Internet. It sounds great. It's a lot of fluff, and it strokes somebody's ego, possibly, you know, maybe yours. And it does sound wonderful for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden you go, yeah, man, where's the beef? There's nothing happening. We're not meeting the pavement down here. Wonderful spiritual information, but it's not helping you whatsoever. So your only true guidance that you have, your only redemption for yourself, is to go internally, like Jesus said, go to the kingdom within in your heart center, and that's your only spiritual backup that you're ever going to have. It's not outside of yourself. So don't expect anybody to do a landing here to save you. It's not going to happen. Plus, you have to go to your heart anyway. So this is the main aspect of this process here. A lot of people talk about that there's some treaties made by some extraterrestrials for abductions. Well, that's just another lip service type of situation here. None of that is actually valid. So it's still happening daily here, and that's a skinny. So into a positive note here, what do you want to go do next? Should we go to the light ship here?
Oh, sure. That would be wonderful.
So for the newcomers, if you're brand new to the... we have a question here about ET implants here, so let me just kind of read some of the fast chat here. I guess ET implants, yeah, they can do implants for people. Implants are tracking devices. There are some good ones, although it's against your free will. So basically, there are, I'll use the word Galactic Federation ships out there that are here to help us. So there are some positive ones, and they can come to you and give you medical implants, okay, which can help to regulate your body, you know, if you have a problem. So those could be positive, and they, you know, if you have a healing by one of those, wonderful. But it's still, you're not conscious of it, okay? So my whole thing is, are you conscious all the time? You know, did you agree to have this done to you consciously? People go, well, your spirit agreed to that. Well, that's part of the trap, you see, because your spirit, you know, needs to connect with you to have stuff done to you. It's not going to do anything against your free will, but yet your body could be, perhaps could have been transmitted, you know, up to a ship, you know, by located, and this could have been done to you. So I don't think it's too good, but yet if you had a healing, it might be wonderful, you know. Now, the other aspect of implants are the negative ones. Those are tracking devices. There are mind control devices, and there's a lot of those out there. A lot of people have them in them, unfortunately, and I won't go much more into that. There is a doctor out there. It's on the web, even on our fast chat, Dr. Roger Lear, who I guess, by my understanding and hearing one of his lectures and seeing pictures, he finds people who have this little implant underneath their skin. Maybe their skin sticks up, they can move it around like a piece of rice, and he takes them out of people. So on the surface, that might be very good. But still, you know, was that put in by an extraterrestrial ship that was here to help you, okay? So again, it could be beneficial, but he's taking it out. So it's kind of a mixed way of looking at it. So like I said, not all of those are bad. The only problem that I have is it's against your free will. But if you had a healing, that's wonderful. But you still should be conscious of what's happening to you. That's the whole thing here. With your conscious awareness, with free will, you should be able to say, yeah, I'd like to have this particular spaceship, UFO, transport me up there and have these ETs work with me. I would like that. And if they can help me, fine. And then you may even have full conscious awareness of what they're doing to you. And you may have them keep you conscious so you can actually watch the procedure, okay? So for that, that would be good. But most of these are done without your permission. So like I said, again, it's kind of a mixed bag of tricks. So just by taking one out doesn't always mean that it's a bad one. So that's only my concern there. And, you know, if you can connect to it and find out if it is bad, then that's another thing. So anyway, I have seen videos of people who've had them, and some people say that they have became more intelligent from having one. They become more psychic. That's probably good, but still, was it done with your knowledge and consent? Remember, the light does not violate that free will with you. And so that's what I'm talking about here. So anyway, the whole thing is your free will being obstructed, being mind-controlled, so that you're not conscious of what's happening to you physically. So that's number one. So that's what I kind of go by here is whatever is done to you without your conscious consent and knowledge is not good for you. So I guess we'll go to the light ship now. So this is your first time doing this here. I'll just describe it to you a little bit here. We're going to be going up out of time. It'll be about a 10-minute session. And you can be taken up out of time to the creation light ship. I have a lot of people probably online who have been there maybe many times. I have conference calls that are Mondays and Fridays. They're one-hour conference calls for only $20. And you can go up to the light ship and have physical healing. So what happens is I'll be able to narrate with what rooms you're in. You're in many rooms at one time, and the light beings are working with you. These are not UFOs that we see here as far as sightings. These are actually the divine beings from the creation light ship. They will take physical form of their incarnation to where they're going to after the universal ship. So they will appear to have three-dimensional bodies. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, think of them now in your consciousness, and this session will not work on the archives. And that's because of our Galactic Federation doing abductions. I don't want anybody's ego to think I'm going to go up to the creation light ship and think about that. By putting that thought out, you may get abducted by a Galactic Federation ship and that are in the negative side and have an abduction experience. So this is why this will not work on the archives. Right now you're safe. So you're going to feel this beautiful white light tunnel coming around you here. And here we go. And we're going to be going up. And I said, if you have any animals or pets, just think of them now. We're going up to the light ship. And we're there right now. We're out of time. Remember, we're a vibration. And we're being turned off and on continuously like a computer. 10, 10, 10, or on, off, on, off, on, off. And right now, we're going to a room where we're having our body scanned. They're seeing what type of being we are. Checking out our DNA. Remember, the light ship works with all sentient beings across the universe. We're just one particular type of life form. And our animals and pets are now leaving us. We're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And this room is where we're going to be selecting our doctor teams. Each team is normally three male doctors. And we can have 20 teams working with us. And I can only see one room at one time. I'm up there myself as a doctor, as a light being, and I'm also down here in physical form. So I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing there. You may feel the energy happening to you as I speak about it here. So here we go. We selected our doctor teams now. Each one of us probably has between 10 to 15 teams, which are three doctors apiece. And they told us what our problems are that they found, and we're also telling them through mental telepathy, and we're up there in our clothes just like we are now. Hopefully you all have clothes on. If not, they probably gave you a robe. If you're in your bathtub or something, I'm sure they gave you a robe so that you feel a little more secure up there. And We're going into the hot tubs here, and the hot tubs are pretty standard for all the different sessions. This is used to help to detoxify your bodies. And the hot tubs have different colored gels in them. The gel does not touch your skin. I'm seeing a pink gel right now. I'm seeing silver. I'm seeing gold. It's just very, very comforting. And here we go. We're up there right now having this experience. And I'm going to bring down a divine energy here. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. Now, Mother Mary also came in through the Galactic Federation, through the spiritual hierarchy. And because the Federation is only right now 40% of the light approximately and 60% of the darkness, when you call upon her, she cannot come in because they only allow so much of that frequency to come in of her. On the light ship, she'll come in directly to you. This will be her first incarnation energy, her first creation energy of her. And it is a big difference, and it's really wonderful. So if you'd like to scroll down on your monitor screen and bring the light beam up in front of you, it's a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, inch down, and you can see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to bring in Mother Mary through this photograph here, and she's coming in. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. You may feel the energy around you. The energy comes into your room. It could spiral in from like your ceiling. You may feel this beautiful love energy connected heart to heart. Remember, these energies only come into your heart center. They're never in your mind. So don't look around inside of your head form. They're not going to be there. They're going to be in your heart center. We're going into another location. And we had Jim earlier asking about spine. So we're going to do some work with your spine here. So here we go. So we're going to be working with your tailbone. There's many, many doctors doing these sessions with you here. There's many different types of healing modalities on the Creation Light Ship. And if we have some seers listening, you're actually going to see the light beams possibly or different frequencies of colors. It's real nice when I have somebody who can see. It's they tell me what they saw, then I can go back and actually look at it myself and elaborate on what they're doing. So it's just wonderful to have seers communicate with me. If you do have any healings tonight, if you could maybe send me an email, healing@creationlightship.com. It's on the bottom of the screen here if you want to scroll down to get it over again at the end of the show. That's wonderful. And also if you want to join our email list, just go to the very bottom and type your email address in. So we really enjoy doing healings with people here. Like I said, if you're really interested in moving forward spiritually, you know, get on my conference calls that I have weekly. It'll definitely change your whole paradigm and get you connected to the divinity of who you are. So here we go. Mother Mary's with us here, and they're working now on our lower back. They can help to lubricate our hip joints. So, again, request inside of your head if you have any concerns. You may want to maybe stand up and walk a little bit, possibly, see how they're doing. Remember, you're up there also out of time, and their time can be much more than our time here. There's really no ratio to the time. Typically, I could just kind of elaborate. Maybe 10 minutes could be an hour, but it's kind of elusive because we're in their own time sequence, and all dimensions have physicality. This is why you're on the light ship and you're walking around. So we're in the procedure rooms right now on the Creation Light Ship. There's other rooms where they actually do manifestations, do creations. Everything that's ever been created in the universe is on the Creation Light Ship, and there's only one Creation Light Ship. And, you know, it holds the spiritual blueprints to everything created, including yourself and your body. So here we go. They're working up now on your spine. Typically, people sometimes feel their body tingle. They may feel warmth in their body. And what's happening on the light ship is that because most people down here are not in their body fully, the light ship actually rematerializes, recreates your spirit, and joins that with you, with your physical body on the light ship, so you can have the conduit of healing there. And what happens is when you come back here, the healings will take place, in a sense, according to your belief. Now, what is that? You may be down here saying, yeah, I want to have my big toe fixed. Well, your belief is your genetic memory, okay, which means how much have you worked on yourself to clear your ancestors' belief out of you, which caused your problem. If you still carry the baggage from your ancestors in your cellular memory, the healing may not take place like it did on the light ship. So this is your responsibility to release your emotional traumas and energies in this lifetime and the past. This is what Jesus was doing and teaching when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So here we go. Now they're working around your heart chakra area on your back. You might feel energy moving there. Another team is working inside of your mouth, working with your teeth, working with your gums. They're also working with your lungs. So if you have any concerns, definitely request healing. And we got Elizabeth saying that her little doggy is blissed out right now. Animals really love these healings. They'll sometimes just roll over on their backs. One lady commented that her dog on her bed would just turn over on its backside with its feet straight up in the air doing the light shift healing. Another person mentioned that around their house they had more flowers than anybody else blooming in their yard. And they also had some, I guess, rabbits show up, maybe a rabbit or other rabbits in the middle of town come to their house during these light shift healings. I've had people comment that the flowers in their house live longer after they were picked. And also, when this happens, it's your room is actually blessed for a while because you're holding this high spiritual energy. Okay, we're going into another location. And they're going to start to work with your hormones. So if you have any concerns there, just request a healing. And you're also doing it up on the light ship. And we're going into another room. This is a room that a lot of people love. This is a room where they have a large swimming pool. And coming to us now are the dolphins. There's three dolphins that are coming to us. So what I'd like you to do is to put your hand in front of you, about a foot away from you, and you're going to feel a presence there. Your hand probably won't go too much further than about a foot in front of you here. And move your hand up and down and back and forth, and you're going to actually feel the texture, the skin of the dolphin, because you're doing this right now on the light ship. I get people who comment that their hair on their arm stands up on end when they do that, and they actually can feel the presence of the energy here. So it's just very, very wonderful. And this is all real. This is not a guided meditation. You must be in your body to have these healings take place. So definitely stay in your body with your spirit. We're going into another location. This is a large room, and this is where they have the large crystal geode. And this has the silver points. There's probably thousands of these little points in there, which are conscious beings. And we're levitating, and these beautiful energies now are starting to do healing work with us. So again, request your healing. And I'll bring in the energy of the crystals down here. I'll first bring in the dolphin energy. So here we go. Here comes the dolphin energy from the creation light ship. Remember, these dolphins are going to be incarnating after the universal shift in this life form. So here we go. Bringing them in now to your room. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So we have a comment here. Elizabeth says that her ancestors are probably, I guess, pretty screwed up. Yeah, naturally all of them are. They didn't release the judgment out of themselves before they had you. This is the one of the teachings that should be brought to us by our spiritual hierarchy to release the dense energies out of us for ascension. This should have been done probably 1,000 years ago through the teachings. It should be done all the time, but they somehow forgot about us here. Remember that each time you have a child, your density is in your body is passed on to them. So they're getting your garbage. So if you would have cleaned your garbage out, your emotional density, and you had a child at a much later age, you know, most people probably have children now, probably I'll just say between the age of maybe 16 to 25, and you're still pretty young and you have a lot of judgment. You know, if you were taught to have a child maybe at the age of 40 to 60, and you worked on yourself, the child would be pretty pure. And the purer the child is, and as the next generation takes place, that child is much purer than the ones before. So this is a teaching that the Federation should have given everybody continuously through the teachings for ascension, which they have not done. So unfortunately, again, that's another betrayal of the dark side working with and through the Galactic Federation to prevent them from having us ascend. Remember, they love our emotional energy. Another lady is asking about her person maybe here. Let's see, about children or something. Yeah, I have to connect to people myself to bring them up to the light ship. You cannot think of them yourself to bring them up. I have to have the connection. It's the same process that Jesus did when he walked the earth. He used the word Father. He said, the Father, you know, you go to the Father through me. So if you change the word Father to creation lightship, this is how it worked. So I'm the contact person down here for the creation lightship. So I hold the frequencies to be able to go up on there instantly because I live there. This is where I really exist. And I'm down here also in 3D as a regular person, but I'm a light being on the lightship. So that's where I actually live all the time. So I'm doing the healings that Jesus did down here. I was the one responsible for the healings. I was in and out of his body thousands of times doing the healing work, being the conduit for people having their healings when Jesus walked the earth here. So that's my role back then. I came back this time to help people to do these healings for, like, unfinished business. And so I'm doing the same role that Jesus was doing. I should be accepted very nicely in the churches here, but somehow they don't understand what I'm doing. And the dogma of Christianity is there, and I should be able to go into any Christian church and do these healings, and it'd be wonderful if I could be networked that way. But the dark side got a hold of the teachings, and I would not be able to do that. They would think I'm some kind of nut. So anyway, unfortunately, that's the way it is. So if anybody out there has a friend with deep pockets, I would love for you to connect with them if they have a heart, and I'd love to go to convention centers, like to get on the media, do infomercials where the healings would work instantly on your TV screen, and to help humanity for the ascension process. So if anybody knows of anybody, I would love to do that. So I'm putting that out to all of you listeners out there. If I can get on just even AM radio or anything like that, it would be wonderful. So that's your homework assignment, okay? So we're going into another location here. We're going to go into a room where they're going to be working with our neck now. Remember, they worked with your lower spine, so hopefully you have some results there. And they're working on our necks now. We're going to go into a room now where they're going to be scanning us for cancer. And again, they have high-tech technology up there. They can actually fix you completely, but like I said before, your emotional trauma stored on your body can invalidate the healing. This is why I do emotional healings down here for people. I do many, many healings. If you noticed, on all the previous shows, I do sample healings of what I perform for people. Unfortunately, you know, I have to charge for them because, you know, like this radio show here that I'm on does cost money. And, you know, I need to make money to do my mission. So I think this show, all the shows that I do cost me approximately, I think I'm paying probably about $900 a month for being on BBS Radio. So here we go. We're going now into another location. And this location here is where we're going to be meeting our spirits in a special room. And I'll be counting to 10 as your spirit walks into you. So here we go. We're counting now. So 1, and it's across the room in a silhouette with you here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And your spirit now is walking into you. And you can probably feel that wonderful spiritual energy coming to you. And just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy your spirit energy. This is the true self of you. It's your female and male self combined. Down here, you're just half of that because your other half, your twin flame, is elsewhere across the universe. And now you're in wholeness now. You may feel the change in your frequency of your body. And I do a special session to integrate your twin flame energy with you across the universe that was prevented from you to have here by the Galactic Federation. Remember, you have to be whole and complete, and it's really nice to have your other half with you when you need it. I also connect you to your spiritual home base energy, and this energy allows you to go back to your true spiritual family. These are your, in a sense, your true soulmates, if you want to use that terminology here, that were incarnated the same time you were from the light ship. You're all the same frequency of time, and this is your true spiritual backup. So here we go. We're in this beautiful room now, and we're going to go into one other room before we come back. We're going to go into the room where the masters are. And the masters, like before, somehow they bring 18 masters to us here. These may be known and unknown to us here on this planet. But these are the divine beings, and they're going to do some healing work on us. So we're levitating in the special room. The room has many colored frequencies. Seeing each master has a particular ray going down through their crown chakra. Again, they're like a silhouette. And they're going to be projecting their energy from their heart into your body. You might even feel hands touching you. So I want to bring in these 18 master energies here. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Very, very beautiful. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy, this is great. Hope you all feel it. How do you feel it, Sylvia?
Oh, it's just a wonderful energy that's coming into my room here, and I'm feeling very peaceful and expanded and very loved.
So we're going to open up your heart chakra so you can feel more of this energy. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'm going to open it up for you. So spin, 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 open. There we go. So just enjoy these master energies coming to you here. Remember, this is like a sample that we do Mondays and Fridays. It's $20 for a one-hour call. And we have a special event coming up a week from today. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's a four-hour light ship healing dedicated to the ascension process. They bring in special light codes into us. They bring in the Merkaba energy. Each time they bring in amber blood to us, where astral blood will change into a high-frequency blood to allow our body to have more of our spirit energy in it. The session is just unbelievable. And we also do 7 gallons of water, so you can have the next 7 days with special drinking water with light codes in it to facilitate your healing. The cost is only $60, very affordable for everyone. And if you're interested, just contact me through an email, or you can call me Either way works, and I can give you the conference line phone number. The time feels like only about a half an hour goes by during the full four-hour session. So, you have anything to add on that, Sylvia?
Well, the Ascension call, in my opinion, is just like the very best thing you can do to accelerate your progress and work on, you know, yourself. Of course, also working with Ron on the emotional clearings and so on, so that you can get rid of the densities that keep you from healing. But the Ascension conference call is just one of the most incredible things, as anyone who's been on it can attest to. In fact, if any of the listeners that are on the fast chat want to mention something about that right now, that would be great. But it's just wonderful. I think the last time we had quite a strong group on, it was great being with all of us together and doing that experience, and it was just really, really sacred and very special.
Yeah, it's quite something. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. You sent me a donation. That's very appreciative. Thank you so much. The cost of this show is what I do with sessions with people, so for me to get out there, it does cost money. So anyway, I don't want to talk about money too much, but you know, I am, you know, each time that I'm on the radio here, you know, I have the meter running. So I really appreciate all the ones that have come and had sessions with me, which helps to facilitate my mission. So thank you so much. So we're going to go into one final room here. We're going to go into a room where there's many, many colors of energy. And it's kind of like a kaleidoscope of colors. And you may actually feel the frequencies coming into your body right now. So sit back and relax. And these are many colors that you don't recognize down here. So they're going to help to energize your body. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healing. You have been in many rooms that I haven't mentioned. And every one of these rooms are very special. There's many different types of light beings there that are helping us now. So, again, just request your healing. Looks like Jim says that his back feels better. So does Rick here. So Rick says, my back feels better now. Thank you. Jim says, my back as well. Thank you. So we get a lot of healings done here. So remember, there's nothing for you to do. The healings take place according to your belief. And your belief is how much work you've done on yourself to shed the darkness out of you, which is your emotional densities that's stored inside of your body. Remember, our body is like a walking judgment factory, and these cause physical problems to us and ailments. So you want to become clear so that your spirit can integrate more fully with you all the time. And then when you get rid of these densities, then negative people can drop out of your life, and you can feel much more at ease living here. So we're going to start to come back now from the light ship. So we're going into the room, which is the orientation room. And this room is where we selected our doctor team. And they're telling us what they have done with us. And we're also conferencing with them. Now we could be there for, you know, as long as you need to be. And we're going now into the next room. Remember, we're out of time. And the next room is the transporter room. And we're being joined by our animals and pets that we brought up with us. And they're putting around us a special white light energy cocoon to bring us back down here. And we're coming back down. And now we're here. So how was that, Sylvia?
It was wonderful. I really enjoyed those the color frequencies that we experienced, and the 18 masters. That was really something. Feel very, very nurtured and very revitalized. It's just fabulous, wonderful. And it's great. Thank you, all of you who are with us tonight and on the fast chat with the wonderful comments. It's just great to hear from you. We love to hear any of the healings that you've had, and you can email to radio@creationlightship.com any of your experiences and also questions that you'd like to have asked or answered, rather, on any of the upcoming shows next week.
Well, I guess we'll be signing off shortly here. So if you had a healing, just know that it's there with you. Don't look back. Just know that the healing is working for you, and get your spirit more into your body. This is what you need to do. Remember, the life only works in the now. So what I want you all to remember is that if you're not in the now, you're not in the light. And your spiritual guidance is strictly with your spirit inside of you, not outside of you, and some God energy that was brought here by the Galactic Federation to take your energy from you. Remember, the light would never condone having sacrifices. Nobody in love energy would kill anybody or anything. So just kind of look at that aspect here and know that, like I said on other shows, you know, it's as above, so below. So when our space brothers decide to get into spiritual integrity, this place will be heaven on earth, and it will be instant. They have the technology above on their UFO spacecraft to clean our air, to give us, you know, zero pollution here, to give us special ways to generate power and everything else. But, you know, until they choose to honor who we are and to come into the light 100%, you know, this is where we kind of are right now. We're still dealing with duality, which is what they brought to us. So just remember, stay in your heart center. And you can see how you feel, and you should feel that beautiful light energy. I'm going to bring in one more energy into the a light being on your screen right now. And we're going to bring in the energy of Janina. She's the commander of the light ship here for healing. And I'm going to bring her into your room and to do a heart healing on you. So if you have any concerns, maybe you may have a problem with your heart, probably maybe anger or relationship troubles or anxieties, request it right now, and she'll be working with your heart center. You may actually feel her connecting. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, how wonderful. How do you feel, Sylvia? Can you sense her energy coming in?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. It's marvelous. She's just the best.
I'm in about one of the a dog jumped up with bright eyes, and that's nice here. And another one, they had like a great light ship healing here, so it's wonderful.
I have a very beautiful comment from someone on the fast chat who was on the light ship, standing at the window in the light ship and looking out at the universe with Mother Mary, so that's very beautiful.
Yes, it would be nice to get an email about that, what you've experienced. That'd be wonderful. So we do have seers that can see in the light ship. Looks like we had a few tonight. You know, so even though it may sound like a guided meditation to you, if this is your first time doing this here, this is actually real. You're actually on the light ship working with these divine beings. And, you know, like I tell people, males are a little more dense. About 1% can feel and sense energy. And women are about 50-50. But when you go to the light ship, you know, somehow not everybody can sense or feel. But I do get about maybe 20% that actually can. And the more often you go to the light ship, the more work they can do. Sometimes to do an actual physical healing, it could take maybe upwards to maybe 1 to 3 months of light ship healings to actually help you out. So, and sometimes it's instantaneous. I'm not in charge of that. It's between you and the light beings doing the healing. And, but, Each time you go up, you just feel more connected spiritually to yourself, because you are resonating to the divine energy that created you. And these energies are there, and you start to recognize and understand your divinity. So it's just a wonderful experience. So you have anything to add before we sign off tonight, Sylvia?
Just want to say thank you to all of you for being with us, and take this wonderful heart healing from Janina, and stay in your heart centers and have a beautiful rest of your weekend. And we hope you will join us next week for our shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And if you're able to come on to any of the conference calls or the amazing monthly Ascension preparation call next week with Ron, you know, just by all means do so if you can. And I'm sure you will have a wonderful experience. So until next time, much love to all of you, and good night.
And good night to all of you, and blessings, and have a wonderful weekend. And blessings to you, and the following week should be wonderful too. So see you later, and good night.
Good night.